No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right. You got about 7, 8, maybe 9 minutes. All right. Depending on how long we go here to get your final thoughts, questions, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise. 402-464-5685. That's 402-464-5685. Dion Pryor writes in, says, pass the damn ball. That's not something you hear all the time, but he did put three laughing emojis with it. So I think it's his opinion, and I think he's serious. I appreciate the comment. All right, final thoughts, real quick here. Again, I would have done this, you know, a few days ago, but here we are. All right, final thoughts on Scott Frost's interview. Basically, he said, and I quote, he's dying to coach again, end quote. He's learned a lot. Now, he would not answer any questions specifically about Nebraska. And that's actually what caught my attention more than anything. And I had someone tell me, well, what's he supposed to say? No matter what he says, it's going to be taken as negative, and it's going to be twisted and turned. And I don't agree with whatever he says, because what if he'd have come out and said, hey, things didn't go well. Things didn't go right. There's some things that I thought I did well, obviously things I didn't do well, and I own that. What if that was it? I think that that would be received about as well as anything, especially just not answering the questions. So for me, just taking that ownership, because I don't know that he's ever done that, okay? So for me, that's something that could have happened. And I don't think it's, you know, everyone knows it didn't go well. That's not, it's not reinventing the wheel there to say something like that. So just taking ownership, I think that's something he could have done. But you know, it is what it is. I was asked by that same person, will Husker fans ever root for Scott Frost? I thought that was interesting, because there's going to be a large portion of Husker fans that just never root for him. They just will refuse to root for him. There are some who will root for him right now. And then there's those people who just kind of see how things play out. Now, personally, I think Scott Frost would be a great offensive coordinator, because if you looked at the X's and O's of his offense, we had guys open. We had receivers open. Okay, they were missed. We had drops. The scheme was there, especially at the start of games. What was missing was the halftime adjustments. What was missing was the relationships with the players and getting players to buy in and developing players. Think about all the players that came and left. I had Luke McCaffrey on a week ago, and then think about Wandale Robinson, Maurice Washington, yada, yada. Okay, don't need to go down the whole list. He brought in really good, talented players. Okay, he had a great scheme. The head coach is the CEO of the entire thing, and a lot of that revolves around relationships, and that's where he struggled. But as an offensive coordinator, he could eliminate a lot of that, recruit X's and O's, and I think he'd be great at that. Now, will Husker fans ever root for him? I think personally it depends on the situation. I think with Frank Solich going to Ohio, which is, I mean, no disrespect, it's a step down from Nebraska, okay, at least a step down, and he wasn't really competing with or against Nebraska, so it was easy to root for him. Whether you thought Solich should have been fired or not, topic for another day, talked about in the past. But I think it was easy for Husker fans, especially over time, to root for him. So if Frost, you know, has a similar situation, or if he becomes the offensive coordinator at a Big 12 team, I think he'd be easier to root for. if he ends up at a Big Ten school that we're playing every year, that's going to be a challenging situation, I think. I do think over time, you know, it will start to be viewed a little bit differently. Okay. And if there's, you know, he ever comes out and says, hey, I wish I'd have done things better, that would speed up that process. All right. Will he ever, this was the last question, then we'll move on. Will he ever come back to Nebraska like Frank Solich has? That's an interesting, that's the most interesting question to me. Because, and I know some Husker fans completely disagree with me right now. Utterly disagree. I don't think it'll be for a while. Like Frank Solich actually came back, I believe in 2017, it was 15 years. And then he came back for the spring game last year, roughly 20 years or so, when he was officially honored in front of everybody. I don't think it'd be that soon for Frost, but 20, 25, 30 years. I mean, he'd be in his 70s. I do think the invitation will eventually be extended over time. You got to think how far down the road that is and how much the world's going to change by then. I wonder if Scott Frost would accept the invitation, because I know, you know, there's some hurt feelings on both sides, and he's got some too. So those are my quick thoughts. Some of the questions that I had received after that interview came out. All right, Daniel Kalen, pushing Dylan Raiola. I'm not surprised. I have been saying since day one, we need a true quarterback competition.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
I know everyone says that, but then in the back of everyone's mind, all right, what's Dylan Raiola going to look like game one? Not everyone's mind, but most people I talk to. I'm talking three-time national champs. I'm talking Nebraska fans that are celebrities. And when they hear me say, I don't know who's going to start game one, they look at me like I'm BS crazy. Like they do. Like everyone says the right things, but let's be real, in the back of a lot of people's minds, no, it's a done deal. It's Dylan. And then here comes Danny Dimes. Just doing his thing, an Elite 11 quarterback, a guy who's conducted himself with class, a guy who's done nothing but show love to Nebraska. The minute there was a spot available came, Dylan comes back, he stays. Hey, it's all good. Helps recruit the peer recruit the recruiting class. Doesn't say a word, doesn't complain. This is a guy that was at a top 10 school last year, football school last year, won a New Year's Six bowl game, won 11 games. They're projected to win 9, 10, 11 games again this year in Missouri. Just goes about doing his thing. Oh, by the way, at the Elite 11 quarterback camp that he went to, he placed in the top half in every competition they had and even won one, I believe. I believe it was the accuracy, but I have to go back and double check that, the accuracy competition. I'd have to double check that one. Don't be surprised. Okay. A couple more comments have come in. Ken E., it is interesting how the last couple of years we are more interested in receivers than running backs, or they get the press. Because we've had loaded running back rooms, okay? We actually had a good running game last year. It's like, who are the receivers? Who's going to step up? Isaiah Neyor looks the part. Jamal Banks is probably the one guy that everyone looks at and says, hey, that's the guy we expect to make the biggest impact as a transfer. Malachi Coleman, dude has NFL talent written all over him. Jalen Lloyd, elite speed. But who's going to step up and actually be the guy? It's the same way in the running back room right now. I think that'll sort itself out. I don't want to say fairly easily, but a little bit easier in fall camp. I think we just haven't had a guy, Trey Palmer, I know, but outside of Trey Palmer in recent memory, I struggle to think of many guys who've stepped up, okay, at the wide receiver position to be a distinct playmaker, all right? All right, Zach messages in and said, I don't mind if Tony White leaves NU after our next natty. Hey, dude, if we were on Twitter, I'd retweet that. I would retweet, I'd wait like 2 hours, unretweet, then retweet it again, or was it repost on X, whatever. I can't get on X without like 5,000 pieces of porn being thrown right in my face, which is why my kids will never get on X. I know some people love that. I got kids, so I got a different perspective. All right, and I do think, my final thought, and we'll get out of here. I do think Deion Pryor says again, Danny is doing great. Love it. Love it. They're still true freshmen. Don't know where we're going to get come the fall, but I think right now, I think the coaches believe that they're ahead of the curve at this moment in time right here, right now. There's going to be mistakes made with young quarterbacks. That's just what it is. But, man, the talent, the ability, and if we can just play better than we did last year, as in take care of the ball at the quarterback position, catch snaps, execute handoffs, not snap the ball so it hits the guy in motion. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. If we can just do those things, we'll be better. All right, final thought. And I mentioned this in my most recent Character Chronicles. You want to go back and check it out, you can. I talk about Dylan Raiola, specifically his talent. I talk about Daniel Kane. And at the end, I said, there's one guy on this team who may be, I don't know about the most important player on the team, but one of the most important players on the team, and I don't think people realize, and that's Henrik Harburg. And here's why I believe that. And I'll repeat what I said on that show here, and I'm okay with that. Because Henrik Harburg is the only guy in that football building who can talk to Daniel. If Henrik isn't starting, okay, if he is, awesome. If he's not, he can talk to Danny Dimes. He can talk to Dylan Raiola, whoever the starter is, and tell him exactly what it's like. And then he brings a weapon to the table. Neither one of those guys really do, and that is his feet. He's a Swiss Army knife, the Taysom Hill, this Nebraska football team. You can have your own unique package just for Henrik Harburg, which will give the defense more things to defend, yet shrink what Dylan and Daniel have to learn. And then if there is struggles in a game, you know, true freshman might struggle at a point, at some point in the game, if they do start, you can throw him out there. You can run that package. You can give your starting quarterback some time to breathe, recoup, gather himself, whatever the case may be. So he's a guy who can be a leader. He's a guy who has Nebraska football in his blood, and he plays like it. He's a guy who can create more headaches for defensive coordinators on the opposing teams. He's a guy that you can put in the game if your current quarterback, who's a young guy, trying to figure out how this earth of college football works, as talented as they are, may need a breather, you can put him in. He may be the most important guy on the team that nobody's talking about. Not enough, in my opinion, anyways. All right. It doesn't hurt that I just like the kid a lot in the way he plays. All right, Kenny, last comment of the day. We'll get out. Just don't turn the ball over, and that is four more wins. Hard to argue, my friend. Kind of what Matt Rhule said. It's the little things. All right, until next time, have a great weekend. Go Big Red. And always remember to build a buzz.